This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. What would you do if the leader or president of your country offered to present you with a priceless award in a public ceremony, an award that you knew you did not deserve? Something similar to this has happened to me, and it could happen to you also. I'll explain in a moment. First, a word with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. In my opening example, I pose the question to you as this: what would you do if your country's leader or president gave you a valuable gift or award, yet you knew you did not deserve it? I raise this imaginary question to point out that anyone who has received the gift of eternal salvation from God is completely undeserving of such a gift and such an honor. That certainly includes me too. Before I came to God through Jesus in repentance and faith, I was an undeserving sinner who was totally condemned by God, and quite rightly so too. God is completely perfect, sinless, holy, and all-knowing and all-powerful. He has every right to make the rules of life, since God created everything there is in the whole universe. Read Genesis chapter 1. Let me also share with you this passage from John chapter 3, verses 31 through 36. Jesus, the Son of God, has come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are of the earth, and we speak of earthly things, but he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. He testifies about what he has seen and heard, but how few believe what he tells them. Anyone who accepts his testimony can affirm that God is true. For he is sent by God, he speaks God's words, for God gives him the Spirit without limit. The Father loves his Son and has put everything into his hands, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. And anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. Then in 2 Timothy 1:9-10, we see these words: "For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. And now he has made all of this plain to us by the appearing of Christ Jesus, our Savior. He broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality through the good news." Romans 6:23 tells us plainly, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So those of us who have turned toward God through Jesus Christ in saving faith, repenting of our sins, have been granted the supreme gift of eternal life. Honestly, I cannot explain why God would provide this tremendous gift of eternal life when none of us deserves it. In fact, what we deserve is eternal punishment, that is to say, the torment of hell. But God is so gracious and merciful and removes this eternal death sentence from anyone who will turn away from sin and turn toward God through Jesus in true faith and repentance. Listen to this passage from the Bible book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. So, there it is. The most valuable gift that could ever be given, and since it is eternal, and when and if you receive this gift of eternal life through faith and repentance, it becomes effective right now as you believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. And God never changes His mind about salvation. Once you receive the salvation of God, it is permanent and cannot be lost or taken away. Romans 11:29 says, God does not take back His gifts. He does not change His mind about those He has chosen. Ephesians 2:8-9 explains, God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. 1 Peter 2:24 adds these specific details about eternal salvation, which is also called being born again in the Bible. Here's that text from 1 Peter. Jesus personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds, you are healed. In the Gospel book of John, chapter 4, we see water as a metaphor for salvation, as Jesus speaks with a woman at a public water well about physical water and then relating that to salvation. As a side note, this woman was a different race from Jesus, and she was surprised that Jesus would even talk to her. Jesus loves everyone and does not discriminate. Regardless of race, we are all the same before God. There are only two kinds of people, saved and lost. You either are related to Jesus by faith, or you have no relationship with Jesus and are lost. That's just the way it is. Here is that passage from John chapter 4. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." He was alone at the time because His disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." "But sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket," she said, "and the well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." "Please, sir," the woman said, "give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come here to get water." I assume from reading this passage in John chapter 4 that this woman at the well received salvation by faith in Jesus, with whom she had the pleasure of speaking with in her presence. Luke 11:13, Jesus said to some religious leaders back then, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" In 2 Corinthians 9:15, the Apostle Paul says, "Thank God for His gift that is too wonderful for words." That gift is eternal salvation through Jesus. In John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31, we see how one of the disciples of Jesus, namely Thomas, was having trouble believing Jesus had risen from the dead after being crucified on the cross by the Roman army. Here is John's account of what happened that first Sunday after Jesus had been resurrected. 8 days later, the disciples were again together in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side. Do not continue in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas replied to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are the people who have not seen and yet believed." Now Jesus performed many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thank God for His gift that is too wonderful for words.